Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We discussed this proverb in our previous proverb devotional. But have you ever read this proverb and noticed that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death? You say, "Well, yeah, preacher, that's what it says." But what I mean is that there is the indefinite article for a way. But no matter which way men take that seems right in their own minds, there is one definite end, the end. A definite article, the end. And then it says that while each man chooses a way that seems right, the end thereof, note this, are the ways of death. In other words, each man chooses a way of his own desire and opinion, but you can then take every man who does so, and in the end, each of those individual choices are the ways, plural, of death. The opposite reading to this proverb might say, "There is the way presented to each man by God in Jesus Christ, and the end thereof is the way of life." Jesus put it clearly in His words found in John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." That's crystal clear. And yet I have conversations from time to time with professing Christians, many of them say they're church members, who refuse to believe the words of Jesus. Some just think we're somehow misunderstanding His words, even though they can't give a rational explanation for not believing what we just read in John 14:6. While others see the dozens of Bible versions which contradict each other in many instances, and they've adopted a neo-orthodox or even liberal view of Scripture and say that we just can't know. But 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says that you can't be saved if you view Scripture like that. Read it closely. It says, "When ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." If you don't believe the Bible is God's word, then its words will have no effect on you. The gospel will have no effect on you. And you can't be saved without believing the gospel. So we have to face the fact that such people are not saved, which is why they reject Jesus' claims when He says He is the way and the only way to heaven. This explains the polling and surveys that show an increasing number of professing Christians denying Christ. In 2020, Arizona Christian University published results of a poll directed by George Barna. In that scientific poll, I quote from the official paper released on August 4, 2020, quote, "Most surprising in the latest findings from the American Worldview Inventory 2020 is that a majority of people who describe themselves as Christian, which was 52% of the people, accept a works-oriented means to God's acceptance. More shocking, huge proportions of people associated with churches whose official doctrine says eternal salvation comes only from embracing Jesus Christ as Savior, believe that a person can qualify for heaven by being or doing good. That includes close to half of all adults associated with the Pentecostal, mainline Protestant, and evangelical churches. A much larger share of Catholics, around 70%, embrace that point of view." So it's not really surprising that 3/4 of Roman Catholics believe this, because their church holds to a view of works for salvation. But when nearly half of the church members in Pentecostal, Protestant, and evangelical churches deny the words of Jesus Christ in John 14:6, well, "There is a way that which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." It's either Jesus has the way or you're on the highway to hell. I'll close with the words of the Apostle Peter in Acts 4:10-12. "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."